This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, January 14th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The Energy Information Administration reported that average ethanol production of the U.S. jumped by nearly 100,000 barrels a day in the past week, leading to an average well above any previous record high. In its weekly report today, the EIA said the average daily ethanol production for the week ending January 9th was 1.196 million barrels a day. The figure was above the high end of estimates from analysts and is well above the previous record high of 1.13 million barrels a day set last month. Stocks rose about 800,000 barrels from the previous week at 24.47 million. That's the highest inventories have been since July 2025. Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association says USDA's 17 billion bushel corn crop forecast opens the door for domestic ethanol production.
We've been saying for months now that the simplest and fastest and cheapest way to help restore some balance to the supply-demand picture for corn is to let us sell more ethanol. Let us grind more corn into ethanol. The easiest way to do that would be removing that barrier to E15 sales in the summertime. It's just a no-brainer. It's common sense. It's a simple step that Congress can take to help get things turned around here.
Cooper says government regulations stand in the way of retailers expanding access to higher blends of ethanol.
Many retailers in the marketplace are not able to do that or are refusing to do that today because they can't sell E15 365 days a year because of a regulation that is now more than 30 years old that prevents them from selling that fuel in the summertime, all because of a completely ridiculous phony barrier that was put in place on fuel volatility.
Cooper says Congress has to act before the market can grow.
We need Congress to act legislatively to remove that barrier. EPA tried doing it administratively under the first Trump administration. And they got sued by the oil refiners and that, you know, that regulation got overturned. And so now it's up to Congress to fix this and change the law once and for all.
In addition, Cooper says the Trump EPA could also help the industry use more corn by meeting deadlines.
Getting the final renewable fuel standard volumes for 2026 and 2027 out the door. We're still waiting on EPA to tell us what volumes of renewable fuel blending are going to be required this year and next year and how they plan to handle small refinery exemptions. Those are all very consequential decisions that should have been made months ago, and we're still waiting on EPA to finalize those decisions and provide that certainty that the marketplace is looking for.
Finally, Cooper says Congress is feeling increased incentive to act.
We've seen just here in the last few days increasing intensity and increasing urgency from members of Congress who are looking at this crop report and understanding what it means for their constituents, their farmers back home. We are hearing a number of our friends in Congress really sounding the alarm bell saying, look, we've got to do something to open new demand opportunities and create new markets for farmers. And the low-hanging fruit here is E15. Let's get it done. We have an opportunity coming up here in a few weeks with the spending bill that must pass before the end of January. This is the time to do it.
Finally, whole milk is headed back to school cafeterias across the country that after President Donald Trump signed a bill today overturning Obama-era limits on higher-fat milk options in school meals. Non-dairy drinks such as fortified soy milk also will be on the menu in coming months. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Commodity Classic returns to San Antonio February 25th through 27th for their 30th anniversary celebration. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge farm technology from over 400 exhibitors. All designed to power your farm's profitability forward. Don't miss 30 years of agriculture excellence in the heart of Texas. Head to commodityclassic.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.